What inspired you to run for the school board?
You know, just a genuine concern for what's going on for the future. I have three little brothers at home, and this is where I want to build my future, have a family eventually. No, and concerns of the people. A lot of people came up to me and said, we're talking about what they wanted to see happen, the problems they see, some of the solutions, and a lot of the same people that got me involved in the community, like my parents. My passion has always been for the people. I thank my parents and my family and friends for fueling that passion. People matter most, and that's why I ran.
You've had a bit of a unorthodox education, I guess you could say. You were homeschooled, correct?
That is correct.
Explain what that was like, and then describe it in the context of running for school board or being on the school board.
You know, it was a very unique, non-traditional education. I went to kindergarten, and that was actually private school. My mom went to nursing school in South Carolina, and when we were moving up here, she said, Trevor, do you want to go to public school or do you want to be homeschooled? And even back then, there was a very unique homeschool community in Ketchikan, and I wanted to try and see what it was like. I've always been a very social person, so my only concern was that I would not have the social interaction that that I definitely wanted. And social interaction didn't turn out to be a problem. Actually, most of my friends go to public school. I could do sports, other activities, and so social interaction has never been a problem. I've always been involved in the community. I'm not very shy.
Do you think that your experience being homeschooled and having a bit of a different educational experience will affect how you approach the school board in terms of certain issues?
To a degree and on certain issues, yes. And that was, I kind of bring a unique perspective in that way to a school board because I kind of have an outside perspective but also an inside one at the same time. I think some people had concerns there, but everything that I'm involved in, I always pay attention to the details, do my research. It's a two-way street, and I was able to look at it from both directions, and so that was definitely helpful in the campaign.
The other thing that's unique about you as a new school board member is your age. You're, if not the youngest, you're one of the youngest elected officials in the United States at this point, just by right of being 18 years old. How do you think that will affect how you approach the board, and do you think that there are any strengths or weaknesses?
Well, I think there are definitely both strengths and weaknesses. I mean, the people last Tuesday here in Ketchikan, I think they voted across the board for new voices in the governmental bodies. I think they wanted some new blood. And, you know, my age, it puts me in a very unique situation because I may not have the life experiences that someone 30 years older than me may have, but I'm far more involved in the community and in the process and a lot of people my age. And I think that, to me, it's kind of disheartening because I definitely want, one of the reasons for running, besides wanting my passion for the people and wanting to help the community, was trying to get more people my age involved. I mean, we're the future. I mean, we're gonna be the future taxpayers and the constituents and the future leaders. It's sad, and I was hoping to encourage more people my age to be more involved.
In terms of what you had said about wanting to get more young people involved, what do you think could be done to do that?
You know, I think we have to make it more interesting. I think we have to make it something kids want to be involved in, and not just this complicated process that it takes so much hard work to understand. You know, it can be a big turnoff. That's just what it comes down to, making it fun, making it understandable. Being involved, I think if we had our local leaders more involved and with the students, just making sure that it's understandable to the people. And I think it's important that the voters see their leaders involved at every level.
What do you see yourself doing in the coming years? Do you have ambitions to run for other things or get involved in other government things? Where do you see yourself basically in 10 years?
You know, I do because this is my hobby. This is what I enjoy doing. I enjoy helping people. Do I see myself running for higher office in the future? Yeah, if that's what the people want and if I can find a way to further advance the causes of people, I would definitely take that into consideration.
Finally, we spent a lot of time talking about these governmental things. What other things do you like to do aside from being
involved? Other things do I like to do? You know, I enjoy hanging out with friends. You know, I'm still a kid. I'm still a student. This is definitely a big jump into adult life. And so, but I still like to have fun. I mean, deep down inside, being able to enjoy the beautiful community that we live in, the opportunities, hunting, fishing, being on the school board, finishing up high school, transitioning into college.
Where do you plan on going to college?
I was just elected to a 3-year term on the school board, got accepted into the University of Alaska Scholars Program. I intend to stay here and probably get a business administration degree from the campus here in town. So I might decide to maybe go to Anchorage or Fairbanks. After that, I may stay here and get a full bachelor's. I'd like to maybe go to law school someday. But right now, planning on staying here. Looking forward to that. They have a nice program here in town, so that's what I'm looking at doing right now.